Israeli disinfectant tunnel could provide the solution for mass gatherings. By Deborah Danon on June 4, 2020. Tel Aviv, Israeli researchers have developed a disinfection tunnel which they say could enable mass gatherings by spraying visitors with a sanitizing water-based liquid. The walkthrough tunnel, the joint venture of scientists at Bar-Ilan University and the Carmel-based industrial automation company, RoadPack, would reduce the danger of crowds at synagogues, hospitals, schools, sporting events and concerts even while a pandemic rages. The tunnel has the ability to spray thousands of people with an aerosol using electrochemical technology that eliminates bacteria and viruses, including microbes from the coronavirus family. The tunnel itself is made of aluminum and polycarbonate. When people walk through the tunnel, their whole body gets sprayed with the disinfectant, which works fast and efficiently, and provides the complete sterilization of a person, said Aaron Drucker, business development manager at RoadPack. According to the university researchers, the disinfectant is both safe for the environment and for use on humans. This disinfectant substance is extremely effective, 100 times more so than a regular disinfectant, and the advantage is that the substance is also unstable. Isaac Cohen, who developed and patented the disinfectant together with Aaron Avraham and Doron Orbach, said, "Due to the substance being unstable, it is more friendly to the environment. Other disinfectants are more stable and remain on you, and can cause all sorts of burns. The more stable they are, the less friendly they are to both you and the environment." Dr. Isaac Cohen, a researcher at Bar-Ilan University, walking through the sanitation and disinfection tunnel, photo, Yoni Reif. The tunnel is currently awaiting approval from the Health Ministry. "The objective is to create an active process that does not interfere with daily routine," Drucker said. "People think that coronavirus is over, but it is still with us. As people are no longer proactive in disinfection and cleaning, we are creating the opportunity for disinfection and breaking the chain of infection."